Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our cavalry's a ding, we search to no avail.
We're back, it's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It's easy to do right there on the homepage. And don't forget all the other things you can do there, including find out more about our guest and our good friend and a longtime member of our brain trust, Dr. Ann Causey. Dr. Ann has helped millions of Americans to lead a healthier life through better eating choices. She's the author of an outstanding book that that I have a hard time keeping in my office because my employees keep taking it out of the office. It's called Dr. Ann's 10-Step Diet. She's our good friend. Dr. Ann, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Good morning.
Hello to you. And, you know, every time I turn around looking for your book, it's gone.
That's a good sign.
That's a real good sign. You know, I've told my audience before over the years, I found out which books are the best ones, and those are the ones that I have to say, would you please bring that book back?
So that's some great information.
Congratulations. I know today you want to talk about the connection between weight and arthritis. And before you got here, I asked the audience a few questions, and I also yesterday when I told them you were going to be here, I told them that that from my standpoint, from my father, I inherited excellent blood pressure.
Great.
and arthritis, and that means I'm going to live forever in constant pain.
Well, you know, you're right. The type of arthritis we're going to talk about today is called the osteoarthritis, or mm-hmm. also known as DJD, sort of the wear and tear form that we have over 20 million Americans who have some form of it. And, you know, there are several risk factors. Certainly one is genetic. So if your mother or father had it, your risk will increase. Advancing age. I mean, this is something, let's face facts, that is related to sort of wear and tear.
Yep.
Being overweight, powerful, powerful risk factor, especially for the larger joints of the low extremities. And here's why. Think about this. Just gaining 10 pounds can increase the force your knees and your hips have to bear from 25 to 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Wow.
So it's quite dramatic, the effect of body weight, especially on those joints of the lower extremities.
Well,
it'll really wear them out quick.
Well, it's just a compression effect. And you know, if you know people who've had knee replacements and you know about what they go through, that's, to me, that's sort of a motivator to get some of that weight off.
Yeah.
But I'm not overweight. Okay, I could lose 8 pounds, but I'm not that much overweight, and I
right.
still have that. I have some knee joint challenges, especially in my right knee, and I'm mm-hmm. I'm feeling some other things. I told the audience earlier, you know, if when your shoe gets untied, you don't go down there to retie it until you have a couple of other things to do while you're down there, you probably have a little bit of arthritis. What do you
That's
think?
That's right. A little stiffness setting in. And
yeah.
you can certainly be lean and get arthritis without question. Another risk factor for development of this form of arthritis is previous injury to a joint. So you a lot of people will say, you know what, I remember when I was in the Army, jump off of the boat and hurt my knee. Well, it comes
right.
back to haunt them later with the development of osteoarthritis. But the good news for your listeners is that there are some very simple and very effective strategies for prevention, or if you already have it, steps you can take to make it a whole lot better. And I hope that we can cover some of those
Let's
steps.
Talk about those. And I've learned some things in the last few months that's helped me an awful lot. One of the
Great.
Things that you point out, you have a 10-step program that you recommend, Dr. Ann, and the first one is exercise. And, of course, that's something
Huge.
We all know about, isn't it?
Huge. Yeah, exercise is now considered the cornerstone for treatment of osteoarthritis. And there's several reasons why exercise is so effective. And when I say exercise, I mean the appropriate kind of exercise.
Low impact.
And, well, it depends on the joint you're looking at. So for joints of the lower extremities, the hips, knees, ankles, one of the most effective things is either to walk. You can do cycling, can be stationary bike, or even aquatics, right?
Right.
Why is exercise so key for not only preventing progression of disease, for treating the pain. That's what people have to understand. Exercise is the cornerstone of treating the pain of osteoarthritis, and it improves the situation in several ways. The first is when you move that joint in the act of exercise, it circulates that joint fluid. That joint fluid nourishes and lubricates that joint cartilage. So without moving that joint, that cartilage becomes dry and brittle and much more prone to damage. The other thing is when you exercise, you are strengthening the tendons, the ligaments, the muscles that surround that joint. If they are stronger, they can reduce the force that joint has to bear, right? Because they take some of that themselves, okay?
Exercise also strengthens the bones, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. You can build bones through especially resistance exercise, which is nice. And then the other thing about exercise is it increases your range of motion, your flexibility, so you have less disability associated with osteoarthritis.
Right. I can get a little bit farther back in my backswing, right?
With my grip swing. Exactly. So this is not just about, you know, pain. You are disabled by this condition because your joints don't function properly. And exercise has clearly been shown to increase flexibility and range of motion. And, of course, the last benefit of exercise is it can help you with weight loss. And as I mentioned earlier, the just astronomical effects of gaining weight, listen to this. So if you can lose that 10 pounds, you can then decrease the load those weight-bearing joints of the lower extremities have to bear from 25 to 100 pounds.
Uh-huh.
So 10 pounds translates to a dramatic decrease in the forces those joints have to bear.
One thing, exercise
is key.
One thing you've told us that I absolutely didn't know was that exercise could actually be help to fight pain of arthritis.
Absolutely, and that is one of the biggest misconceptions as a physician that I come across. We have got to make sure our patients that have this understand that appropriate movement, i.e. exercise, at that joint will definitely make their pain better. And there was just a study published in the Annals of Rheumatic Disease that looked at knee arthritis, which is one of our most common ones.
That's where my biggie is.
And let me tell you what they did. They had three groups. One group did walking. One group did quadriceps strengthening, you know, with like weight machines. And the other group did nothing. As they expected, the ones that did the exercise definitely had more pain. And in this particular study, they found that those that did the aerobic walking had equal pain and pain relief as those that did the quad strengthening exercises. So that's good news.
Very interesting. Stand by, Dr. Ann. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, there are two kinds of omega oils, 6 and 3. You're supposed to have a lot of one and not so much of the other. Do you know which one? Dr. Ann's going to tell us about that on the other side of these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
See the dog and butterfly.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams that we chase become. Lost in the sun.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend, Dr. Ann Culsey, the author of Dr. Ann's 10-Step Diet. Dr. Ann, give us your website, please. Tell us how we can find your book.
The quickest way to get there is 10stepdiet.com, either the number 10 or the word 10, 10stepdiet.com.
Okay.
And right there on the home page at my website, you can download the Cliff Notes to my book for free.
Wow.
It's a detailed handout.
Thank you.
Probably 3 or 4 pages. People love that. So I
welcome. Folks, please take advantage of that. That little step that you take to get those Cliff Notes, and then I encourage you to buy our book, because as I said, I can't keep it in my office here. That could save your life. It could at least make a difference in the quality of your life, because Dr. Ann has some great things in there that will help you. And Dr. Ann, I appreciate you making those Cliff Notes available for free. That's a class act thing to do. Dr. Ann, I mentioned before we went to the break, omega 6 oils and omega 3 fats.
Right.
And we're supposed to have lots of one and not so much of the other. Tell us the
difference.
That's
exactly right. This is one of my most favorite nutritional topics because I feel like so many Americans are in the dark here. And what you need to recognize is you have an incredible control over the amount of inflammation that takes place in your body by changing the foods you eat. pretty amazing. And here's sort of the bottom line. There are these fats called the omega-6 fats. They're found mostly in your vegetable oils, corn oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, cottonseed oil, soybean oil. Those fats that contain so much of that omega-6 actually promote inflammation in the body. They are turned into sort of the pro-inflammatory hormones. On the other side of the coin, we have these wonderful omega-3 fats that I hope your audience is hearing more and more about. I call them the superstar fats. They're just extraordinary. And they have lots of benefits in the body, but one of their most important roles is they're your body's most potent natural anti-inflammatory agent. So omega-3 fats actually quiet inflammation and protect you from having too much of it. And you say, well, how can I get those? Because that is one of the goals if you're worried about arthritis pain, you know, which is mediated by inflammation. So you want to consume a lot of omega-3 fat foods, which would be your oily fish, which are loaded with it, salmon, sardines, tuna, mackerel, anchovies, herring. Then there's lesser amounts, but still nonetheless some in walnuts, canola oil, whole soy foods, flax seeds, wheat germ.
Olive oil?
Olive oil is a wonderful monounsaturated oil, has lots of benefits, but it does not have any omega-3.
Right. But if you're going to cook, what you recommend, if you're going to cook with oil, use canola oil and or olive oil.
That's exactly right. From a health standpoint, from a general health, considering all the other medical conditions, then you want to use typically canola oil or extra virgin olive oil.
And of course, the salmon, the tuna,
wonderful
those
for
kinds
you.
Of foods, the deep sea cold water fish typically are rich in oils. And you know what? It does. It's not they also taste pretty darn good, too. So folks, those are some things to really focus on. Another thing that you've taught us before, Dr. Ann, is the importance of vegetables and fruits.
Absolutely. And fruits and vegetables, you know, I consider them sort of the magic bullet when it comes to diet and health. And for this particular situation, talking about inflammation and arthritis, they have several benefits. The phytochemicals that they are just so steeped in, these are, you know, these amazing plant chemicals, can be potent antioxidant and anti-inflammatory agents. Both oxidation and inflammation are involved in the pathology of osteoarthritis. So if you do lots of fruits and vegetables, what do you get? Anti-inflammatory, antioxidant power. There are certain ones that are better than others. For example, for your fruits, you really want to focus, if you're looking for anti-inflammatory power, you want to focus on your apples, your red grapes, all forms of berries, cherries,
red grapes as opposed to the
red
white grapes.
Red grapes have more antioxidant, anti-inflammatory phytochemicals than the green or the other grapes.
And red wine over white wine, probably, too.
Absolutely, for phytochemical power, antioxidant power.
I'm not going to take away my Chardonnay, but I am going to drink a little more red wine from now.
Well, why don't you put a couple of red grapes in the Chardonnay?
That's what I'm going to do from now. That's exactly what I'll do. You know, one thing that I've done with your encouragement over the last several months, Dr. Ann, is I've started taking glucosamine.
Wonderful,
and
wonderful.
Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen.
No question.
If I had one major pain and four little pains, when I started taking glucosamine, the four little ones went away. That was amazing. And you know what? You're gonna be surprised at this. Maybe it's a placebo effect, but I mean, I was feeling better within 1 week.
Yeah, we have wonderful data, and I do want your listeners to know about these what we call joint-specific supplements. Incredibly safe. Wonderful, wonderful data that they do work. They can take time. So the glucosamine sulfate, and if you combine it with some of the other joint supplements, the MSM, the chondroitin, we have studies that suggest there's synergy between these ingredients. Hmm. And although there are plenty of people that get improvement just with glucosamine, and that's fine, I do want you to know there are preparations available that contain all of these, and there's studies suggesting that it's probably optimal to take a little bit of all of them together, and know that it can take up to 2 months to have any appreciable, sort of recognizable benefit. So don't, you know, give it some time. And we also have studies telling us not only do these things help with pain, they actually can decrease progression of the condition. So, I mean, this is a true therapeutic agent.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm walking, and I mean walking mostly pain-free, proof of what you're saying. Dr. Ann, give us your website one more time.
10stepdiet.com.
Thank you for being here. Hope you come
Thanks
back again real
me,
soon.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Have a good
Okay, see you next time. Dr. Ann Cozy, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Got to go for just a few minutes. I'm going to be right back with Richard DeKayser. We're going to talk about what the Fed's going to do today. 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.